أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا. إذ قال لأبيه يا أبت لم تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. After discussing Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in detail, Almighty Allah now commences the third chapter of Surah Maryam, addressing the dwellers of Mecca, the Meccans, and Almighty Allah speaks about His chosen servant Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a very great Nabi of Almighty Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Almighty Allah chose Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as His friend. Respected listeners, the commentators explain to us, one is that I say that the president is my friend, and one is the president says that I am his friend. There is a major difference between the two. Likewise, in this verse, Allah doesn't mention that Ibrahim has made me his friend, but Allah says, I have made Ibrahim my friend. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu, in whose control is everything, who has the, everything is within his qudrat and his ilm and his kamal. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chooses Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as his friend. We find that the people of Mecca used to boast about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and they used to say that we are from the offspring of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We are the offspring and we are the descendants of such a pious, chosen servant of Almighty Allah. So Allah says, very good, you are attributing and linking yourself to this Nabi, but unfortunately, صَحِبْتُمُ الْأَخْيَارَ فَلَمْ تَقْتَدُوا بِهِ. You sit in the company of the pious, or you link yourself to the pious, but you do not resemble the pious in any way. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah is not looking at your outward appearance only. Allah is looking at the heart. مَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. That person whose actions drive him close to Jahannam, or drive him away from Jannat, his being which cannot drive him close to Jannat. We take Abu Lahab. He was a Sayyid, he was a Hashmi, he was a Qurayshi. But what does the Quran say? تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبَ سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَّسَدٍ. Being a Sayyid, being a Quraysh, being a Hashmi, being all these things. But the Quran announces his failure, his eternal unending destruction. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ. برباد هو أبو لهب کے دونوں ہاتھ. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبَ. His wealth did not benefit him in any way. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. He will be made to enter the fire of Jahannam. وَامْرَأَتُهُ and his wife. حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. Aidan utane wale. فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَسَدٍ. So Almighty Allah is saying that you boast regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Let me tell you who is Ibrahim. You claim to say that your father was so pious and your grandfather was so pious, but what are you? وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. And relate to them in this final book of Allah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident of Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam. First introduction that Allah gives, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was a man of truth. Respected listeners, I am not praising, you are not praising, Molana is not praising, Mufti Sahib is not praising, but Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Amma Nawaluhu, the greatest, the Khaliq, that Allah Himself is bragging and boasting regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is no ordinary praise. Many a times we praise someone, we flatter someone because we need something. Imagine Allah Himself praising. Allah says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبِ. And speak about Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّا وَجَدَنَاهُ صَابِرًا. إِنَّا وَجَدَنَاهُ صَابِرًا. We tested him, but we found him to be exceptionally patient. Subhanallah. One is the ustad tells the parent that, you know what, tomorrow poiro bo haro che, and bo hike and this and that. Imagine Allah is boasting about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ni'mal abd, Sulaiman is such a nice person, alayhi salatu wassalam. Of course, we are speaking of Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wassalam. Ni'ma al-abdu innahu awwab. How, what a nice person is Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wassalam. Almighty Allah boasts about the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. Innahu kana siddiqa. He was head to toe, an honest person. Nabiya, and he was the chosen Nabi of Almighty Allah. What was the outstanding qualities that were found in Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam? إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Behold, he said, oh my father, now look at the manner. The Quran is teaching us, if perchance the son is an alim and he needs to rectify his father on a certain point, يَا أَبَتِ, oh my Abba Jan, oh my father, oh Baji, oh Papa, Ya Abati, لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ. Why do you worship such things which cannot hear, which cannot see, وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْعًا, and cannot benefit you in the least? Whoever you are worshipping, the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's name was Azar. Azar was an idol merchant. Like Almighty Allah speaks about it in the 7th juz of the Quran. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آذَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آذَرَ, oh my father, أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً, do you make these idols your god? إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ظَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. I see you in open error. So Allah says within thought. Of course, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was now explaining to his father. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا. In the night when he seen the stars, bright, shining, glittering. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. Perhaps this could be my Lord, see how bright it is. فَلَمَّا أَفَلْ. But prior to, just before the morning, prior to the sunrise, فَلَمَّا أَفَلْ, when the stars disappeared, قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ. I cannot worship one that is present at one moment and is absent at the second moment. Allah is عالم الغيب والشهادة, the knower of what you can see and the knower of what the heart conceives. What you accept, what you don't accept, what you understand, what you fail to understand, everything is from Almighty Allah. What is from the skies is from Allah, what is from the earth is from Allah, what is from the right is from Allah, what is from the left is from Allah. Healthness, sick, poverty, honor, disgrace, izzat, everything comes from Almighty Allah. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. When you see the stars, then we seen the sun, and then we seen the moon, but every one of the three disappeared gradually. So he says, no, this is not something to worship. O insan, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I have focused my attention on the creator of all these things, the creator of the sun, the creator of the moon, the creator of the stars. Marana Muhammad Umar Saab, Palanpuri rahimahumullah, may Allah fill his grave with nur, and may Allah elevate his stages, and may Allah compensate him and reward him in the best of manners. He is to mention that the world is teaching you how to reach the moon. Neil Armstrong went to the moon. Chalo, come into the deen of Islam. We will not take you only to the moon. Allah's qasam, we will take you to the Khaliq of the moon. We will take you to the creator of the moon. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, Abba Jan, Papa, you can't worship this. It is an idol which you carve with your own hands. Abu Raja Utaridi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, Kunna na'budu hajaran. We were so ignorant that we used to worship a stone. فَإِذَا وَجَدْنَا حَجَرًا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ. When we found another stone that had a better glow, أَخَذْنَاهُ, we used to take this one and we used to make him our God. أَخَذْنَاهُ وَتَرَكْنَا الْآخَرِ. The God that na'udhu billah in our belief was helping us, we used to kick him out. Now you know more God. There's another one that is brighter than you. So ignorant we were. That is why on one occasion, Amr ibn Abdawud in Hayat al-Sa'aba, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf rahimahumullah has mentioned this incident. He comes to Madinah Munawwara, Haymin Mubariz, isn't there anyone to challenge me? Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu stands up. Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ijlis innahu Amar. Aray Ali bhajja wa ta Amar hai. It is Amar whose strength was equivalent to 1,000 men. And Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu was a young boy. He was age 22, etc. Again he stands up. Hal min mubariz, is there anyone to challenge me? Again Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu stands up. Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him to sit down. Again Amar ibn Abdul says, Hal min mubariz, is there anyone to challenge me? Sayyidina Ali says, O Nabi of Allah, I am ready. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innahu Amar. Oh Ali, it is Amar. Aapne farmaya, Hazrat Ali answered, Wa in kana Amran. Agar jaan jayegi, to aapke naam pe to jayegi. Oh Nabi of Allah, let it be Amar, and let it be 5 people or 10 people like Amar. If I lose my life also, it is for your deen. So Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu, as he's coming towards Amar ibn Abdawud, he's saying a few couplets. He says, لا تعجلن فقد أتاك مجيب صوتك غير عاجز في نية وبصيرة والصدق من جا كل فائز إني لأرجو أن أقيم عليك نائحة الجنائز من ضربة النجلة يبقى ذكرها عند الهزاهز. مستي مذكر ها لا تعجلن دون هري فقد أتاك مجيب صوتك تيري بكارك لبيك نوالا أبي آجائيغا. I will respond to your call and all your bravery I will show it to you now. Abhi tere patlun ko main deewi karta hoon. Abhi tera wuzu toot jayega. Haan, I will fix you up now. Inni la arju an uqima alayka naihat al janaiz. Beta lal, don't open your mouth. In a few hours time, women will be mourning over your body and they will be crying and lamenting over you. Min darbatin, I will beat you in such a way. Yabqa zikruha indal hazaiz. That it will be remembered in all the battlefields till the day of Qiyamah. He comes before Sayyidina Ali. Tanazala min khaylihi ka annahu shu'latun harin. فنزل من خيله كأنه شعلة نار. اپنے گورے سے اترا گویا کہ وہ آگ کا ایک شعلہ ہے. He descends from his horse as though he was flame, fire. The story is very long. Thereafter, it commenced. سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه with the help of Almighty Allah, فطار العجاج, one from this way, one from that way. The dust rose. صحابہ اکرام کو پریشان. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم started crying, started making دعا. صحابہ اکرام بھی دعا میں لگ گئے. اتنے میں حضرت علی کی تکبیر نکلے, اللہ اکبر, قتل عدو اللہ, the enemy of Allah has been murdered. سيدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ said, علی تقتحم الفوارس هكذا عنی وعنہم اخر اصحابی ابدا الحجارة من فطاهة رأیه وعبدت رب محمد بصوابی وصبرت عن اسوابه ولو انني كنت المقتر بزني اسوابي لا تحسبن الله خاذل دينه ونبيه يا معشر الاحزاب ابد الحجارة من تفاهة رأيه. پتھر کی پوجا کرنے والا اور محمد کے خدا کو پکارنے والا یہ کبھی برابر ہو سکتے ہیں؟ ابد الحجارة من تفاهة رأيه وعبدت رب محمد بصوابي. You are worshipping the idol and you are worshipping the stone, and I am worshipping the Lord of Musa, and I am worshipping the Lord of Ibrahim, and I am worshipping the Lord of Isa, and I am worshipping the Lord of Shu'aib, and I am worshipping the Lord of Sarkare Do Jahan, Fakhre Do Alam, Tajdari Madina, Imam Al Anbiya, Ahmad Al Mujtaba, Muhammad Al Mustafa, Janab Al Madni Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The help of Allah is with me. La taqtuban Allah qadil dinihi wa nabiyihi ya ma'shar al ahzab. Ey logo ki jamaat, ye mat khayal karna ki Allah Pak ne apne nabi ko aur apne deen ko chhod diya. No, Allah's help is with those that will link himself to the deen of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam telling his Abba, Abba, how can you worship this thing? So Allah is telling the Meccans, the people of Makkah, you are worshipping 360 idols, and here Ibrahim is stopping his father from worshipping idols. How can you link yourself with Ibrahim? He just approved of idol worship, and you are living in idols, and you're happy to say that Ibrahim is my grandfather and he's my great grandfather.
Not to your wife, not to your children, not to your business, not to your degree.
Almighty Allah mentions the helplessness of an idol. Ya ayyuha an-nas duriba mathalun fastami'u ilayhi innal ladhina tad'una min dunillahi lan yakhluqu dudaban wa la yajtama'u lahu wa in yaslubuhum adh-dhubabu shay'an la yastanqidhuhu min place the idol there. And then Allahu Akbar. Ziriba masalun, one example, fastami'u. Open your ears and listen, my Lord says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, those who worship anyone other than Allah, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. Progress in this dunya, what all the modern technology that you have, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. My Lord gives you an open challenge, you cannot create one fly and place a ruh and a soul into it.
Not one of you can come close to me.
وَإِنْ يَطْلُبُهُمُ الْضُبَابُ شَيْءَ اللَّهِ مِنْ. And that idol is there. If the bee is, if that fly has to come and take anything from that idol, then the idol cannot retaliate. That idol that can't protect itself, where is it going to benefit or harm the next person? Oh insan, open your eyes, open your eyes. How can you worship this? How can you worship this idol?
Jibril Amin descends.
Father Almighty Allah, quoting the advice and the nasiha of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to his father.
Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-'ilmi ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya.
Abba, you are my father, most definitely. I honor you, I respect you. But understand one thing, Abba. Inni qad ja'ani min al-'ilmi. Allah has given me that knowledge which you haven't got. So when it comes to deen, you will have to listen to me. Yes, respected listeners, it is a very bitter pill for the old school of thought. The people of the old school of thought say, I have a money, mara akna hindu mutto te yun yawe money ham jawao. Tu jani rava de, bo mutto money hakki hika wao. Bo parili de lu che, ja, bojte yu, bojte yu. You want to teach me, haro mara akna hindu te mutto te yun, and today you want to tell me what to do. What does the Quran teach us? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught us the principle. The Quran is elaborating the very same aspect. Oh my father, you are my father, but I have the knowledge. You don't have that knowledge. This is the choice of Allah. This is the distribution of Allah. Allah has given it to me. You don't possess this knowledge. You'll have to listen to me when it comes to the matters and the affairs of deen. And this is not khilaf al-mawdu, because listening to me is not listening to me. I am only conveying to you what your Lord is telling you. That is what is meant by listening to me. قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ. You don't have it. You don't have this iman. You don't have this tawheed. You don't have risalat. And Allah has not only given me iman, He has not only given me tawheed, but He has made me a nabi as well. فَاتَّبِعْنِي. You'll have to follow me, Abba Jaq, with lot of respect, with lot of adab, with lot of diplomacy, lot of wisdom, and considering the fact that he's addressing his father. If we ponder over the words of the Quran, he is using, Ya Abati, O Abba Jaan, O Baji, Papa, please, Jo Tamani Hukewa Mangu, Ambro, with great adab. فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيًّا. I will show you the straight path. In the light of what Allah has guided me, O my Abba, I will show it to you.
On the outskirts of Medina.
Ya abati la ta'bud ash-shaytan. Inna ash-shaytana kana lir-rahman 'asiya.
The son is advising his father, O my father, don't worship the devil. Now we find many a time when our children learn something in madrasa. The ustad told him something, the child comes home. Papa, my Mawlana told me this is wrong. Ja, you want to learn, you must do it outside, you must do it in the madrasa. You don't come and boss me around, and you don't come and tell me what to do. Oh my Muslim father, if that is your approach and that is your attitude, then tomorrow when this very same child, he rules over you, and don't be shocked when the time comes when he takes out that gun and he blasts you, or he snatches your wealth, or he involves you in problems and difficulties. Then don't sit and cry, and don't run from Mawlana to Mawlana, and from Ami to Ami for Tawir. That very same child came with the guidance of Iman from the madrasa and from the guidance of his asatiza. But if you were too proud to accept the advice of the child, and it was below your dignity to give him a word and to give him a warning and to hear what he had to say, because you stopped him, so now the child knows that why must I learn? Nothing is implemented. No, whatever advice is coming was, I was unable to acquire this knowledge. I was unable to become an alim. Alhamdulillah, my son is becoming an alim. Better what you learned this week. What did your asatiza teach you? Tell us so we can implement it into our home.
Who is going to wipe the tears of Bashir?
Ya abati la ta'budu shaytan. Oh my father, don't worship the devil. No one worships the devil as such, but obeying the devil is telling you to worship an idol. So obeying the devil is like worshipping the devil. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ عَصِيًّا. The devil was very rebellious and ungrateful, and he was a transgressor to your Lord. Allah mentions in the Quran, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانَ. O insan, did I not tell you, don't worship the devil. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَشَاءَ قَرِينًا. Whoever befriends the devil, he has the worst of friends. Allahu Akbar, respected listeners, one verse flashes through my mind now. The devil is not our friend. In another verse, Almighty Allah mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَالْكُفَّارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't have a very close relation to the disbelievers. Yes, as far as commerce, business, being your neighbor, etc., be very good to them. And تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِتُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِتِينَ. Give them a present also. But don't make them your close friends. Why? Because أَلْكُفْرُ مِلَّةٍ وَاحِدًا. Every religion against Islam is plotting against Islam. So Allah now consoles us. The devil is not your friend, so don't do what the devil says. The kafir is not your friend, so oh Muslim, who is your friend? Allahu Akbar. It creates a show in the body and it brings tears to the eyes. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهِ إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Oh my banda, your friend is your Allah. Don't worry of the kafir and don't worry of Mr. So-and-so. Don't try and become famous in his eyes and don't gain his manners and don't become in his good. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Tumhara dost Allah hai. وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah's Nabi is your friend. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And the chosen friends of Allah, these are your friends. Unfortunately, with them you have enmity and with the enemies of Allah you have friendship. How can the help of Allah and how can peace and harmony descend on that family who have befriended the enemies of Allah?
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked from the best, who is the best?
Allahu Akbar. We always have it. We find it very common among children. You want to be my friend, then you don't speak to that one. If you speak to him, then you can't be my friend. But no, you want to be with me, you don't be with him. Allah says, my banda, this heart is only meant for me. Allah casts his tawalli on this heart. Who is sitting in this heart? Is it Allah or is it someone other than Allah? The wife tells her husband, oh my beloved, you rather give me dry bread, but in your heart must only be my love. Instead of giving me gold and silver, and the whole day you are poisoning your eyes with 10 different women. You rather give me dry bread and in your heart is only one person and no one else. Likewise Allah says, Mere banda, tere deen mein mere alawa aur koi nahi hona chahe. Oh my banda, in my heart, in your heart only I need to be. Allahu Akbar, I heard from one alim a very unique point on this occasion. He says that Allah Paak has made mutalaba from us. Allah wants that we must not make muhabbat with Allah, but we must make ishq with Allah. Why? Muhabbat taqseem hoti hai, ishq taqseem nahi hota. Muhabbat is something which is distributed. Bini se bhi muhabbat hai, bachche se bhi muhabbat hai, maabaab se bhi muhabbat hai, rishtidar se bhi muhabbat hai, asantiza se bhi muhabbat hai. We have muhabbat for different people. But ishq is undividable love. And this is what Almighty Allah wants from insan, that he must have ishq with Allah and not of all the other jazbad and only the friendship of Allah. Those that love Allah, ye Allah ke aashiq hai. Ashadu hubban lillah ka tarjuma aashiq hai. Lekin kyunki aashiq ka lafz Quran ki fasahat par utarta nahi tha, isliye ashadu hubban lillah ka lafz istemal kiya. So Allah doesn't only must make muhabbat. Muhabbat is divided. Allah wants undivided love only and only for the zaat of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told his Abba, oh my Abba, don't worship the devil. What will happen to you, Abba? The devil is our enemy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. The devil is your enemy, so maintain the relations of enmity and don't befriend your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. وَدُشْمَنْ هَيْ اُسْكِ الدُشْمَنْ بَنَا كَيْ رَكْوَ. Don't befriend him.
Yes, the devil will come in a very sly, in a cunning, in a very subtle way. He will change his appearance. Sometimes he will give it the appearance of some beautiful, beautiful things. We don't have to elaborate, and I don't want to elaborate. We all know what is meant on this occasion, what the devil is beautifying before us, via which he is misleading us. So as a matter of fact, we are prostrating before the devil. After Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam explains to his father everything, now he gives his father the warning. Ya abati inni akhafu an yamassaka adhabun min ar-Rahman fatakuna lish-shaytani waliya. The Quran is teaching us, you want to give someone da'wah, you want to invite him towards Islam, speak to him about Jannat, what Allah has promised for his chosen servants, all the good, the bliss, the joy. The final message, listen, O brother, whoever you are, let it be known to you, if you ignore this advice of mine and you leave here and you don't accept the faith of Islam and the religion of Islam, the consequences are very severe. The circumstances are very difficult. Understand the seriousness of the condition. If you left this world in this condition, not recognizing your Creator and not accepting Muhammad as the final messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wa taslimat, then remember, Jahannam is your abode. The fire of Jahannam will be your abode. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Abba Jan, إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن. I fear that you will earn the wrath of Allah. You will become the target of the azab of Allah. If you will not pay heed to my advice and you will not abide to what I tell you, then remember, you are knocking the doors of disaster. All I can do is convey the message. The balance is left to you, Abba Jan. أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. Then you will become the friend of the devil. Who is the devil? الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. Who is injecting evil thoughts in the heart of insan. Leaders, you're still very young, enjoy life. There is nothing as akhirat. The mullahs only know how to frighten us. Who is watching you? Speak a lie, way more, weigh less and take more, do all these things, make more money in the month of Ramadan, have a glass of water, no one is watching you. These are the evil things. The devil, listen to this, respected listeners, the devil, when he wants you to commit a crime, then he plans everything for you. You will catch the 8 o'clock bus, like normal, you're going to work. From there, you can meet her at this point where you generally do meet her, but from there you go to work. You can make an excuse that you were sick at work, from whom they don't know anything. From there someone has an apartment, he will plan how you must make zina and fornication, and he will make it seem so easy. It will be a joy of 5 minutes and a lifelong regret. I read in one kitab, the pleasure of crime is like when something is itching on the body and you scratch it. You are enjoying it also, but you are in pain also. No sooner do you leave it, the crave and the tamanna and the desire for that increases. You're going to make zina with the eyes today, it's going to go further. Tomorrow with the hands, tomorrow with the legs. Who knows, Allah forbid, Allah says, the actual zina can take place. Wherein Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when a person is in that state, then iman leaves his heart. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, that may He protect us from every evil, from every vice, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to invite His mercy, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Allah, and the true muhabbat of Allah, and the true ishq of Allah, which Almighty Allah has requested that we develop into our heart. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tells his father that, Abba Jan, if you are not going to listen, the azab of Allah is going to come. What is the reaction of the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Does he accept the message of his son or he doesn't accept? If he accepts, what are the consequences? And he refuses and he rejects, then what are the consequences? Let us wait and see. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. May He give us the true spirit of Iman, and may He let us taste the sweetness of Iman in this very same dunya. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.